Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The Indianapolis Zoo's newest family member has passed away. A male dolphin calf born July 3rd appeared to be in good health and had been gaining weight before his unexpected death. Dolphins born in captivity do not have a high survival rate. A necropsy will be performed to try and determine a cause of death. A new initiative aims to reduce violence in Indianapolis. The Youth Violence Reduction Team is a partnership between the Department of Public Safety, Wishard Health, and other organizations. It will focus on preventing young people from ever getting involved in crime. Public Safety Director Frank Straub says fighting crime in a big city like Indianapolis is a challenge.
And we can continue to try to use a shotgun effect to address crime and violence. Or we can try to identify in the city those areas that generate the most violence, the most crime in our cities.
The effort will use a multidisciplined approach to preventing crime. Millions of Americans will hit the road for the 4th of July holiday, but Heather Hunter with the AAA Motor Club says there's a change in what some of us will be doing.
Rather than visiting with friends and families, which still is very popular, we're seeing more people participating in activities such as dining and shopping and going to attractions this year than we did last year.
AAA says higher gas prices will affect the travel plans of 44% of the people it surveyed. Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White's request for a voter fraud investigation of one of the special prosecutors pursuing charges against him has been rejected. An Allen County prosecutor says she saw no reason to move forward. After revealing the allegations, White claims prosecutor Dan Sigler, his ex-wife and current wife, voted at incorrect polling sites. 70 degrees for WFYI News.